back behind.
Hello, am I speaking with Mr. Healy?
Speaking.
Hi, Mr. Healy. This is Aaron calling you from MMA Legal. How are you, sir?
Hi, Aaron. Hi. Yeah, I'm good.
That's good. Just for data protection, Mr. Healy, can you confirm your address for me and date of birth, please?
42 Viewpoint Place. Flat 21.
Perfect. And your date of birth?
15/06/1993.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Mr. Healy. Just to inform you as well that these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. And it's just a quick call for myself, Mr. Healy. We are gathering your records back from the institutions needed. But one of the records that we can't obtain without further information at the minute is from National Records of Scotland. The information that they do require is an address that you lived in before being placed into care. And your parents' names. The reason why they're asking for your parents' names is that's how they archive their records. Your records are listed in your parents' names and not your name, with you being under 18 at the time of being in care. So can I start off by just grabbing your parents' names, please?
Geraldine Healy.
Okay.
So that means they have done it.
So okay, and your father's name?
Stephen Hilly.
It's not that we're trying to get in, but it says it happened.
Thank you very much for that. And can you remember the address that you lived in before being placed in care, or even the town?
It was 153 Bernard Street. Bernerray.
Sorry, say that again for me. 153.
Bernerray. Bernerray.
And is that in Glasgow?
Yep.
Perfect.
Again, that's so good.
Okay. Okay, that's perfect, Mr. Healy. Thank you. What we'll do is we'll forward these details on to National Records of Scotland, and if they require any other additional information, I'll be back in touch either myself or one of my colleagues. But as of yet, we have received three records back. They're from South Ayrshire Council, NHS Ayrshire and Arran, and Police Scotland. But yeah, we are waiting on your medical records from Fernbank Medical Centre, further records from University Hospital of Ayr, the National Records of Scotland, of course, that I've mentioned, and then the Scottish Child Abuse Inquiry as well. So once all them records have been received, either myself or one of my colleagues will be in touch with you to discuss your records with you, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Perfect, sir. Whilst you have got me on the phone, is there anything that I can assist you with at all?
Well, I did send a text to one of the numbers that I'd previously been in contact with you guys. And I'm not too sure how far along you are with the process. Obviously, you've kind of explained kind of where you are pretty much today. But I mean, I was kind of looking to see if it's is it possible to put this on pause or hold at the moment? Because I've pretty much, I'd say to one of your colleagues, I mean, this is just pretty much a start of a healing journey for me as to where I've literally just started therapy within the past year.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I would kind of like to kind of get a bit more deeper into therapy. Is that something that's feasible, or how does it work from here?
What I can do, I can by all means have a chat to one of my managers and discuss what we can do for you. I'm not entirely sure whether we can put it on hold as such, but we can delay the process as much as possible. Only because obviously the scheme does have somewhat of a time limit in regards to getting these applications through.
Okay.
So we can as from our end postpone potentially getting the witness statement from yourself, which we'll need at a later date anyway once all your records are back. So we can kind of put you on the bottom of the list, shall we say.
Yeah.
before, you know, we put your case forward, which, you know, if that can be quite, you know, quite a few months away if you'd like it to be. But yeah, I can have a you know, a more detailed chat with my manager, and, you know, potentially give you a call back tomorrow and you know, give you, you know, any updates that, you know, is needed for yourself, because I understand personally, you know, you want to get yourself in a more better and more feasible place before diving into it. Yeah, I completely understand.
And I think I gave very, very brief details to one of your colleagues without all saying my history.
Yeah.
I mean, I've pretty much just stuck my toes in with my therapist. I don't know. I've just been having thoughts about it. I think I've done it prematurely, kind of stuff like that. But
yeah.
I mean, if you could do that for me, that would be amazing.
Of course.
Let me know whenever possible.
Yep, of course. I can let you know tomorrow by all means. What I would like to also do for you, Mr. Healy, is I'd like to give you our work number.
Okay.
By the sound of it, you may have got a previous work number from you know, the colleagues that you spoke to at the very start.
Right.
They're in a completely different office to us.
Right.
So what I can do is I can pass you our work number. So if you do text, by all means, we will receive the text here and be able to assist you in any way possible. So yeah, let me know when you're ready and I'll read that number out to you.
Yeah, fine. Go ahead.
Yep. So
07362 992 436 436.
Yep. And if you use the messenger service of WhatsApp as well, we do too. So if it's more convenient for yourself to use WhatsApp, where we can receive their messages as well.
No worries, that's perfect.
All right, Mr. Healy, I'll go away and have a chat to my manager now before we leave the office, and I'll get in touch with you first thing in the morning with an update on what we can do for you, okay?
No worries, perfect. Thanks very much.
Not a problem, Mr. Healy. All the best, and I shall chat to you in the morning.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, sir. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye.